Knock, knock. It's Snitty. Here with your latest news. Want gossip? Entertainment? I've got it all.
Hey, everybody. You guys are tuned in to Nitty's Knocker. And today, I will be talking about Black lives and why they matter. There's a lot going on in the Black community right now, all over the country and even out of the country. And it's just not getting the attention that it needs. So today, I have two friends with me to discuss the topic. I have Lajay here with me, and I have Trey. And today we're going to be discussing it in its fullness. So basically, a lot of the issues with the Black community started when the Mike Brown verdict was released. It caused uproar. It caused havoc. You know, Ferguson is part of St. Louis, Missouri, and it's a county of St. Louis, correct?
Yes.
And it's just, you know, things were burned down. It was rioting and all types of craziness going on because of the verdict to not go forward with the trial for Darren Wilson, who was the man who murdered Mike Brown in the streets. How did that make you feel, Lajay?
Well, it made me really, really angry because basically of what the message that is sent out, that because there's so many cops, I'm not going to say that all cops are bad, but there's so many racist cops in the world, and this did nothing but show them that there's no consequences to murdering someone because of the color of their skin.
Yeah, how do you feel, Trey, being a African-American male?
Well, I mean, it's very easy to resort to anger, you know what I'm saying, all that looting. And all that, you know what I'm saying, all that shit that was going on down there. Well, I forgot, I can't curse. I probably just bleep
that
out.
No, it's okay,
speak your
mind.
Well, yeah, you know, there's some crazy shit going on down there, you know what I'm saying? You see a white cop, you know what I'm saying, just shooting a black boy, you know what I'm saying, just for, you know what I'm saying, he said he stole something and all that. But, of course, you know what I'm saying, Darren Wilson ain't even know that. But my thing is, you know, of course, like, he didn't deserve that. But then again, there's, like, two sides to every story, like, none of us really know exactly what happened.
But do you think that honestly plays a part in the whole situation? When you shoot a young man six times and then shoot six more times?
Well, paying attention to that evidence, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's of course, you know what I'm saying, overkill. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with Darren Wilson at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't support him. You know what I'm saying? Like, for one, I hate, you know what I'm saying, Ferguson. Well, I don't hate nobody, but I really dislike Ferguson police. Because me being a St. Louis native, like, I've even told, you know what I'm saying, I even told you, like, you know what I'm saying, every time we ride through there, like, we got to put on our seatbelts, we got to turn down the music.
Yeah, and that caused a lot more issues in the Black community, because right after that happened, I believe that's when the Eric Garner case, they decided to not indict the cop who performed an illegal chokehold on a man who was letting them know, I can't breathe, you know, you're choking me, I can't breathe. And it caused nationwide attention with basketball players, a lot of celebrities, you know, speaking their mind, John Legend being one of the stronger speakers on the matter. How do you think that reaction from the Mike Brown, like, correlates with the reaction to the Eric Garner case?
Well, I think that the verdict that had to do with the Eric Garner case was just a big, like, fuck you to the Black community, right? To be honest, because there were absolutely no consequences when, first of all, this man, he murdered someone. He performed something that has been banned in the United States for a while. So he should have received some type of punishment. And the fact that he received no type of punishment at all, it just makes me question the system. And yeah, and I feel like it's kind of like, what are they really expecting out of the Black community?
It's
like,
a cry, though. It's a cry that isn't heard. It's very unfortunate. These things happened months ago, but it's still affecting our community. And it's just highlighting more cases of African Americans, even babies. The Tamir Rice, he was 12 years old playing with a toy gun. And the footage shows that he was minding his business. He wasn't interrogating anyone. The cops instantly shot. They didn't ask questions. You know, they didn't try to figure out what was going on. They shot this baby and then took his sister and held her down. and put her in the car while her brother was dying. You know, that's a cry that's not being heard. And
I just find it very hard to believe that they mistook a 12-year-old for a grown man with a toy gun. Like,
they said because the orange cap was off, though. Which, I mean, even if the orange cap was off, usually if a car was going crazy with a gun, they would bring SWAT. They wouldn't shoot him down. They would question him, say, put the gun down, you know, get it together. What's going on? You know, they would try to talk it out before shooting. And for the dispatcher to ask the witness or the person who called in if he was black or white, how disrespectful. And they asked a second time because the person on the phone, they were like, why? You know, like, why? He's black, but I don't know if it's real or not. And they said that, and they still came and shot the baby down.
And I hate to make this thing about race, because then, you know, certain people are looked at a certain way when they try to, you know, convey that a certain issue is racially fueled or something like that. Like, this is nothing. I feel like it has nothing more to do with anything but race, because if he had been a white child on the playground playing with the toy gun, he wouldn't have been shot down. They probably would have picked him up and took him home, probably worried about why he was out so late.
Yeah, definitely. I have a little brother, you know what I'm saying? And it stresses me out knowing that I have to worry about if my little brother, and he has a mouth, you know, he knows a lot, he's very intelligent, and that could get him in trouble nowadays. Mm-hmm. Even being the smartest kid in the class with the top grade, you can still get shot.
And I think that two racist people, one thing that racist people hate the most is an intelligent black person. Mm-hmm. Because most guys, when they get pulled over by the police, they don't know their rights. They don't know that the police can't pull the dogs out. They can't, like, search their car without grounds. So, you know, they get away with doing a lot of things to younger black men in the, you know, within our community, that, you know, if people would educate themselves about their rights and, you know, just the things that they should know being a black person in America, then, you know, a lot of these things wouldn't be happening.
Definitely. And what do you think about that?
I mean, all this race shit, you know what I'm saying? It's some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that you see a black person, I hate the fact that in America, if you see a black person walking down the street, you get more nervous than if you see a white person walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? But of course, that depends on where you at.
Well, I honestly think, I feel like it depends on who you are in America, your reaction to seeing certain people on the street. Because me, I grew up in, you know, an inner city neighborhood. And so, you know, when I see men on the street, I don't really feel fear. I would feel more fear seeing police officers in the hood, especially if I was around my friends. I worry for them, because me being a black female, I feel like I have much less to worry about than, you know, black men in America. But still, being a person of color, I don't expect many police officers, even black officers, to empathize with people of color. They feel like we don't feel pain, or I don't know what it is about black people. They don't.
It's a big media thing, especially this all relates to some recent issues that's happened in the news. When, you know, usually they consider African Americans as thugs. They'll tell you everything wrong that they've ever done and justify why they've hurt these people or killed these people. But when you have an 18-year-old white boy and dating a 13-year-old young lady, they run off together, causing havoc in states and crashing cars, stealing credit cards, the new age Bonnie and Clyde,
there's
quote
just
unquote.
There's so much wrong with that entire situation.
Everything's wrong with it. And for NBC to say that these are two teen sweethearts who are troubled, and for the young man to not be tried as an adult when he's sleeping with a little girl.
I don't see what about a 13-year-old would be attracted to an 18-year-old.
Even
man.
If she was lying, you can still people look at sick. This child.
People are fucking sick. You had the whole, like, half of the, or I ain't gonna say half. That's a
right.
That's not accurate. You know what I'm saying? Right. But like a lot of fucking New York police, you know what I'm saying? Police officers, they got locked up for like child pornography and shit. Like, it's a lot of sick people out here, and like that's
that
a fetish for
okay.
some people. You know what I'm saying? But
make it, okay.
It doesn't make it okay. You know what I'm saying? That shit is like disgusting as hell. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I know in like a fucking alternate universe somewhere, The racial roles in America are switched. Black people are in the position of white people. And I almost wish that that white people here could just see this shit and that they could really, you know what I'm saying, understand, like, you know what I'm saying, the shit that we go through. Because I feel like you can't really understand something unless you go through it. I almost wish I had a fucking, like, I wish I could find a fucking wormhole to fucking just, like, teleport me there and bring one of them white people back here and just have them, like, talk. When they have their first white president elected, I wish I could just bring that nigga and have him come here and fucking talk and tell, let them motherfuckers know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I honestly think it comes from before blacks were even brought to America. The Europeans who went over there and they kidnapped these people and brought them to America, they saw the power of these people. They saw that, you know, black people, they age a lot more gracefully. They're naturally more athletic. And I feel like they saw us as a very strong race of people. And if they didn't oppress us, then we would be the ones to be in power at this point.
And a perfect example of that is this video that I saw on Facebook of a pastor, an African-American pastor, going on about how basically the president is nothing, Nelson Mandela is nothing, and that South Africa should not have been ran by this man.
Worst thing that could ever happen to South Africa was when they gave it to Nelson Mandela and black folk. That was a great nation. Now, notwithstanding apartheid was wrong, we all know it's wrong, I'm against it. There should have been some other resolution, though, than turning it over to Nelson Mandela. Disease, AIDS, and crime is running wild in Johannesburg. They're killing one another over there. They're dying of sickness. The government is mismanaged. The people who ran the nation are now leaving the nation because black folk don't know how to run no nation.
They don't know how to act. They can't do it. He said they haven't built a thing. And then he goes to say that Egypt is not a part of Africa, where the pyramids were built by people of Egypt who are people of Africa, using, you know, no modern day tools to do this. And you have a pastor talking to masses of people like this, and they're agreeing with him. Just imagine how many of our pastors think this way. How many of our people in power think that we are nothing? How do you expect your congregation, to grow if you're telling them that they're nothing?
It's not doing anything but passing that self-hate down onto another generation. And a lot of the points that this pastor made, you know, they made absolutely no sense. Like he's saying, you know, they didn't build their houses out of stone. They built it out of twigs and grass. In rural Africa, there's no need to build your homes out of stone. Like, they didn't need all that shit. So
exactly.
The fact that he's making it seem like they're less than, you know, a white, you know, nation, I really don't understand it. Like, this man must really hate himself if he feels that way about all black people. Because if you feel like black people can't run a nation, then how would you feel if somebody said niggas can't run churches?
Exactly. Because obviously you can't do it either. He said no matter what level of power, niggas don't know nothing. But look at you. You're what? You don't relate?
He's spreading ignorance.
You know, he's like someone commented, her name's Kayla. Kayla commented on the post and she said he's a modern day Uncle Ruckus. Real life, I'm sorry, not modern day, but real life. It's crazy. And, you know, that's just why I respect Obama. I mean, a lot of people expect him to do massive things. Like, yes, I do expect more from him for our black community, but he's doing a great job at making things happen that he promised would happen in his run. And there was the most recently in his State of the Union speech when he was talking and said, but yeah, because of that clip, you know, you hear what he's saying. He's saying, yeah, but I won both of them. I don't have no more to run because I won both. He sat him down. How disrespectful is that for you to sit at his State of the Union speech and clap because you're excited that he's out of office? Look at, people are ignorant, you know, and honestly, the Republican parties are very, it's very obvious that it comes from the Republican Party because they will not commend this man for everything that they've been trying to do for years and years before he came into office. And he did it before 2016. everything that they wanted done, but they will not give him the credit and keep finding reasons to down this man. You know, like, what's the point of that?
The main reason is that he's black. You know, this nation was founded on the hatred for black men or black people in general. So I honestly don't think Obama will ever receive the respect that he deserves, especially from a white Republican.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. And even there are a lot of Caucasian Americans who definitely support the cause. This generation has a very strong, our generation of, you know, the millennials, they call us, very strong minds, you know, really trying to change things. And by Jon Stewart and, you know, different people on Comedy Central with their reports, they put a little bit of comedy to it, but they are definitely siding with the right. They know what's right.
Yeah, salute to all my white niggas that's with the cause, you know what I'm saying?
And we do. See y'all out the fact here, that you know he, I saw an episode, he had Bill O'Reilly on his show, and Bill O'Reilly was so upset that Jon Stewart even brought up the idea of white privilege. And he refuses to admit that it exists. Mm-hmm. When, you know, a lot of youth, black youth, are born in these neighborhoods, they have very minimal resources. They have to go out of their way. There's a library once every, like, 15 blocks or something like that. Like, there's barely any libraries in the hood. They don't have access to any type of musical instruments.
No recreational.
Exactly, and that's one thing that really bothers me, because there's so many talented young black people, and we tend to excel in the arts, but we never have the resources that we need to really be great at something.
Exactly, I definitely agree, you know what I'm saying? Like, what O'Reilly was saying, you know what I'm saying? One thing that really stood out to me, what he was saying, was basically like, oh, blacks, you know what I'm saying? We have certain resources. We have this and that, you know what I'm saying? That we could do. We have all that, you know what I'm saying? We can make it out. Yes, it's a chance we can make it out, you know what I'm saying? But this is why I fuck with what Kendrick Lamar said, you know what I'm saying? Because he was like, it also starts within, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely starts within. That is definitely a valid point, because, like, if you're blessed to have a strong parent figure, you know what I'm saying? I know it's a lot of single parents out there, you know what I'm saying? If you're blessed to have a strong enough and positive enough mother to talk to you and let you know, you know what I'm saying, give you more hope, and that's not cussing in front of you, that don't got your auntie Shaniqua over here with all her little kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like exposing you to a lot of bullshit at an early age and like glorifying you, you know what I'm saying, for you cussing on Instagram and recording you, and you know what I'm saying, just all that. Exactly, you know what I'm saying? But if we were blessed with more powerful, strong black mothers, you know what I'm saying, that'll do that, you know what I'm saying, then I feel like we'll be a lot better off, you know what I'm saying? For those that are, you know what I'm saying, shows, yeah.
That's why we have to start with the ones underneath us, because we can't really change the minds. We can make them realize, doesn't mean they're going to change, but they might realize, okay, yeah, this is messed up, I shouldn't be doing this. And they'll attempt to get out of it, but you have to start with these babies.
But it's hard. You have to understand, like, it's hard for a young black man to even feel good about himself and feel like he can succeed in America, because there's so many people telling them, and he ain't going to be shit. He ain't going to do shit but end up dead or in jail. Mm-hmm. Even their parents are telling them this. Yeah. So it's just hard for black people to even want to overcome, because they feel like there's no hope. And me personally, as a child, especially growing up very poor, I didn't want to get on the bus and travel like 40 blocks just to go to the library so I can get some books to read, or, you know, go to the library where they have the little music programs. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, there's no resources for people.
It's no resources at all. And honestly, I have a different perspective on the way I used to think when it came to music. You know, like, of course, a lot of the music that African Americans make is, you know, pretty violent and tough and about drugs and all of this. But I can't remember who I was talking to or what I watched, but they said something about it being an outlet. At least they're in the studio recording it. This is keeping them out of the streets for that amount of time. No matter
I do have a huge problem with the way that the music industry, you know, distributes their wealth and the people that they choose to put in a position to influence all these people, because I feel like Chief Keef being signed was intentionally done to influence black people to do all the wrong things.
I mean, it could. I feel like it's more about money, honestly. Like, they saw, like, that nigga Chief Keef had millions and millions of views, you know what I'm saying? And, like, Jimmy Iovine, he like, oh, shit, this little nigga making money. Well, shit, I want some of that money. Let me sign this nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you it would have been the same thing if someone was rapping and, like, talking about some positive shit and they saw how many views
like
they
Kanye
were getting.
Was,
you know what I'm saying? They saw how many views there. It's all about money, like, you know what I'm saying? But
the two-way street
goes back
of that
to the Kendrick Lamar thing, because, like, it starts within. You know what I'm saying? If, like, more and more people, like, supported, you know what I'm saying, supported something positive than negative, then that positive will win. But it's so easy to give into that negative. And money talks. In the music industry, anybody will tell you it's all about money. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about none of this shit. All they care about is their income. So if somebody doing their thing on a positive note and learn how to make it catchy, learn how to, you know what I'm saying, do that,
it'll
be good.
The music is bad. I feel you on that 100%. It is influencing the minds of kids. But to give some light to it, these kids want to be rappers too now. You know what I'm saying? They want to go and spend their money on studio time. They want to go and make beats. You know what I'm saying? Because they see somebody from Inglewood, from the hood, was able to talk about whatever he wanted and got some money for it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of his lifestyle, a lot of people's lifestyles are, unfortunately, right now, they aren't going to change. But that's why we go to the youth. But that's a two-way street. The music is influencing those who are not strong enough to look past it, but it's also influencing those who are strong enough to get their message out, whether it's talking about how much they hate the police and what the police has done to them in their communities, or whether they're talking about how they're going to make it out the hood. You know, so that's why I've changed my mindset a little bit, because I was just like you. I was like, I'm sick of this music. I'm sick of hearing it, but I can't be when there are more and more numbers of talented, artistic African-Americans showing their talents now.
Man, it's just like, you can't take music too serious. One thing, another thing, it goes back to the home, you know what I'm saying, back to the within thing. If that music, you know what I'm saying, like, it's, their parents shouldn't let their kids listen to that shit. Like, if you hearing something that you know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, or at least talk to him about it, you know what I'm saying? Let him know. Because it's just like Eminem, when he was talking about raping and killing his own mama and doing this and killing homosexuals. Mm-hmm. You ain't see a lot of people doing that shit. It was just good to listen to, you know what I'm saying? It was entertainment, you know what I'm saying? But it's almost a difference when you see someone coming up rapping about negative shit that they actually done. Mm-hmm. The only attraction to that is that it's niggas in the hood that's really doing that shit. And they might as well have a theme song for it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, shit, I'm finna go kill this nigga. I might as well listen to this while I'm finna do it. Because that's what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It's just
hard to control what your kids are exposed to. Especially when you send them to school, you don't know what those other kids are talking about with your kids.
Exactly.
When you turn on a TV, you don't know what they're seeing on TV.
Because
everything is overly sexualized.
Even on Disney Channel. You know, it's way different from when we were younger. You know,
Johnny Tsunami, shouts out to Johnny Tsunami, shouts out to Alley Cat Strike.
That's so Raven, the Proud Family, whatever happened.
You know,
to those
good
shows
that just kept us entertained and made us want to be, you know, actors and, and, you know, just.
And that's what I was, you know, really trying to touch on, is the fact that black kids need more positive influence and they need better guides. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, people shouldn't look up to Chief Keef, even though I personally don't think anyone should look up to him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's going to be people that look up to him.
Right.
I feel like we need more people in positions of power that doesn't have to do with, you know, being a ball player or making music. You know, can we get some, you know, some lawyers or
but
something?
But, you know,
like,
we
you
have
know,
them, but they're limited because they won't hire them.
They're not exposed.
They won't
hire them.
They don't
expose accomplishments.
I mean, they are hiring, but the thing is, they're not as glorified. You don't see doctors on TV. It's not an entertaining thing.
And when you
like,
do see them,
like,
most of them are white. And that's why, you know, even like with positive music, though, like with Beyonce is an adult woman who makes music for whatever reason she wants to make it, and she makes good music, and she still gets criticized by white America, saying that she's a whore and that her husband is like a pimp because he allows her to dance in oversized underwear or dance, you know, with barely any clothes on. But Johnny Cash would talk about killing somebody and watching them die. and everybody loved it. And you know, it's just like a big difference because Beyonce is this woman. You don't agree
with
it.
Well, it's the fact that Beyonce has two things that count against her in American society: the fact that she's black and the fact that she's a woman. Mm-hmm. And I feel like anything that Beyonce does, even though she is a married woman, if she does anything that has any type of sexual, you know, connotation or something like that, she's automatically going to be labeled as a whore because she's a woman and because she's a black woman, you know, because there's this.
And look at the porn industry, though. It is predominantly white.
That is true.
You but got your big booty beauties that are
America,
black.
Black women are promiscuous. And I've heard it being said. Even I used to go to school in Missouri. And, you know, I heard a couple of kids talking about it. And they were saying that, you know, black girls are easy. And it'll be, you know, it's not hard to get one of them to sleep with you. But it's like, why do they have these ideas about black people? And it's because, I honestly think it's because of the music industry.
Yeah.
Was it white kids saying that? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like that's, I don't know. I feel like that's that works both ways, too. Because, like, I feel like a lot of black people, you know what I'm saying, it's easy for us to get, you know what I'm saying, white girls. I feel like it's, like, you know, it's almost that whole forbidden fruit thing, you know what I'm saying, if you will. Like, and it's something different, you know what I'm saying? If you're black and you grow up, like, always talking to black girls, you always going to wonder, like, I wonder what those white girls are like. And the white girls are probably thinking the same thing. So, once you all get together, it's going to be a lot easier than, you know what I'm saying, someone of your same race because people like something different.
I know a lot of men who, they glorify women who are not women of color, especially those who have features that are, you know, common to black women, you know, and then a black man will start dating a white woman and they'll like show her off and worship her and everything like that. Like, and it just doesn't make any sense to me how you can talk bad about a black woman for having a certain characteristics, but then you meet a white woman with those exact same characteristics and you want to marry her and you want to have children by her and introduce her to your family.
And it's the same thing. Vice. I was literally at this punk rock show the other day smoking a cigarette with these white kids. And those white kids are telling me how much they loved black girls and, like, just how much, like, you know what I'm saying? And it was this, and we just happened to see a black girl that was there that was into the punk scene and everything. And, like, those white boys was, like, really just, like, on her. Like, they worshipped her. You know what I'm saying? Just like you're saying. Like, it's the same thing, like, vice versa. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that shit.
It is crazy. But, you know, we've hit a lot of topics today. A lot of issues. Of course, there are plenty more that we can go on for hours and hours, maybe days, maybe years, talking about. Today we're going to just end it on that note, that we gotta work harder to get it together. We have to have more voices. Get a podcast, you know, go speak your mind there. You know, whatever you have to do, try your hardest to be better than what, you know, for any race at this point, you know, just try your hardest to be better than what you've been stereotyped as, because it's a struggle. It's a real struggle to have people honestly respect you for who you are and not for what they've seen you as via the media or whatever outlets, their parents or whoever's been instilling these views into them. So, until next time, I will say peace, love, and happiness, and I will catch you guys on the flip side.